Because we're going towards one goal, remember. Rejoicing. Coming back together. And by that I don't mean I will go back and unite with the Creator. By that I mean, I understand that I'm a part of this. I'm a part of us. I'm a part of we.
We is better.
I'm a part of we. And if there is not this me is a nuisance, is a nonsense. Cannot be, because a part of me is in you, a part of you is in me. Whatever I learned from different people. And I teach it to you. Look at us. We are mixed like this. We are binded together. At the end of the day, we belong to one heart only. We'll come to that. And that's why the promise here is not success and becoming rich or famous or what. We say, here, walk with us. At the end of the day, you will arrive to the state of being which is defined by not being, not having. That's final, remember. Because I believe that with not being this, I will be everything. Because I will discover all my relations. I will discover my meaning. Because what is the meaning of something? You tell me. Again, I'm alien, I'm just arrived, and I say, in your culture, what is it? What is it? How do you think about yourself? What is the self? What is me? What is this? What is life? Start to explain yourself to me as an alien. A nasty one.
we relate to the world how, depending on how we need to live. We need to get our food and stay alive. That's what the world means to us.
I didn't get it. Say it again. Give him a chance. Yes. Say it again.
Ask the question again.
Now we're becoming honest. Who remembers the question? No one. Get out.
What is meaning?
You know why? Because when I pose the question, you have developed an expectancy that, okay, you keep quiet and I'll give you the answer. It doesn't work like that. There is no teaching here. Especially, I'm getting old and I'll forget everything. So, let's dig your mind. What was the question? If not, I'll drop it. I don't mind dropping my question. Because I try to guess the basic good questions you could have. That's how I ask you. And if you're not sleepy and busy writing or doing something else, I think my questions are always simple, yes.
If I get what your question is, it's how do we get meaning in the world? What we do is we dissect things, we separate it, make things separate from each other.
The separation. But it didn't clarify. Let me tell you what the question was. My question simply is this. What is the meaning of something? It's a very simple one, but I know it's the most difficult one. What is the meaning? Or I could make it simpler, because it's not for division. Where is the meaning? What is that?
Chair.
That's a chair. What it means, chair?
We use it to sit on.
Mm-hmm. You see that the meaning of the chair is not in the chair.
Right.
It's outside of the chair. The use of the chair, right? In it, there is no meaning. Huh? What about this? What's the meaning of this?
Well, same. It's like thermos, but it's for keeping something hot.
Exactly. If there is no human being and coffee making and coffee drinking and trying to keep it warm and all that stuff, we give this a meaning. If not, this is just a thing, right? If the alien comes here and he doesn't know the relationship here and what we're doing, this is one thing, one object, right? And this is another object, right? That's simple, right? What's the meaning of this guy? Now here you hesitate because you think there is something in him. In him is nothing. In him there are some meat and some rotten food and all that. His meaning is outside him, is in us. If you're not here, he will be just a thing. This is a very important thing to understand, that your meaning is not in you. You want to know your meaning, you should come out. Because we see your meaning. You don't. You're so in love with yourself that you don't see anything. Your meaning is not in you. Your meaning is out. So, if you're selfish and you're deeply in you, you're meaningless. If you have a role to play here outside, you are a meaningful person. That's the philosophy of this interconnectivity we talk about, and we say we should become one. I'm not doing anyone any favor by coming out from me. I'm coming out from me to discover my meaning. I'm doing a favor to me, to be meaningful. Because who am I? I'm a teacher. Why? Because you are here and listening. If nobody is in here, okay? And I'm doing the same stuff. Call a doctor. That's what it is. Our meaning, the real meaning, is outside of my skin. But my intelligence doesn't get it, because this is not the brain made for me. This is the brain made for amoeba. Yeah. All the animal, the cockroach has this. So what? Mine is bigger, so I'm a bigger cockroach. The brain is created to protect the individual life. That's what's wrong with intelligence. Intelligence is perfectly in place when it is serving me and my life. But it doesn't give me meaning. I would be like a cockroach. The meaning, if I have a meaning, it is outside. The role I play in the existence is my meaning. Means my existence and the influence of my existence to the existence of other stuff that simultaneously, at the same time, are living with me, that's the meaning of me. And to understand it, I have to get out. First of all, to see myself, I need. To see myself, I need a mirror. That's why we say these people, these Bolia, these are the mirror people. And really they are. Why are they mirror? Because they don't show off themselves. Mirror is a stuff that will not show itself. Everything being polished to the extent that comes invisible, it becomes a mirror. That the meaning of a mirror means I go for someone for advice. That someone could give me an advice because that someone thinks like this or that.